Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. The Indians look for their first sweep of the season after a dramatic come-from-behind win in the ninth inning last night. And Terry, have you ever come to this ballpark with whatever team you've been with and ever had just a normal three-game series where you don't have a goofy game like last night?
No. And some of that had to do with the lineup that you always saw here for years and still do. And the ballpark plays so, you know, the infield's fast, the outfield's fast, the ball carries to all fields, the wind's blowing. There's just so, you know, there's some nooks and crannies in the outfield. And man, last night was a perfect example that, wow. I mean, you know, you look up in the first four innings and no team put up a zero. So, you know, it's disturbing on our part that we're not putting up zeros, but thankfully we were scoring. And then we talk so much about playing through frustrations because there were some things we didn't do great last night. But the one thing we did do was keep playing. And I'll be darned, man, sometimes you win a tough game because that was a losable game.
Yeah, here in the month of May, Tito, are you seeing that more from your ball club? And I'm not saying they weren't fighting through things before, but it just seems like we're seeing like more of that, hey, we're not going to lose this game. We're going to find a way, if not to win it late, at least have a chance to win it.
Yeah, I do, and that's something I admire in a team. Now, when guys are swinging it, you know, it's easy to say, well, we're resilient. But when you have a guy like Kipnis sitting there that's such a good hitter, it makes you, you know, there's got to be some talent to go with it. But, you know, like Jose Ramirez, first two fastballs blew right by him. And he finds a way to stay in the count and put the ball in play. He's fast enough where he can beat it out to allow Kip to come up to the plate. So there was a lot of good things. Lonnie's base running, you know, leading off with that hit to right and not standing at first and having the conviction to go to second. And, you know, that those are things that really help.
Boy, you talked about Jason Kipnis. I mean, there's nobody hotter in the game right now. And he's one of those rare leadoff hitters who's an impact leadoff hitter in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he is. I mean, the you know, when we change the lineup, you know, you hope, you really want to see things work out because, you know, again, everybody's looking. And he kind of – he got hot at the right time. And his first at-bats of the game have been so good, and he's so intense that once he gets into the game, he can help you so many different ways. And we're seeing it now. You know, he's having those long at-bats, the first at-bat, and more often than not, he's finding a way to get a hit. And then he's, you know, a stolen base threat. And then as he gets in the game, he's seen so many pitches, he gets more dangerous.
Terry, now today we've got Carlos Carrasco on the hill. You've had to use your bullpen quite a bit here. How is it looking? And obviously a big outing here for Carlos because you need some length, don't you?
Yeah, it would really help. I mean, you know, you kind of lose the ability to mix and match when guys go short. You know, we knew last night, you know, with Danny, we were pushing it. We were going to have to gamble somewhere. You know, we knew that. And with the starter, I think that makes sense to try to do it because if he is able to make a pitch, then he has another inning in him. Everything sets up. Once you go to your bullpen, you know, and especially when you have limited because the night before, you're asking a lot. And it didn't work out. You know, Danny gave up the runs. Then we come in and they go ahead. So it backfired, but we fought back and made it work.
By the way, now we've got a Chicago series coming up. Oh, yeah, they're going to throw four left-handed starters. But you've also made a decision, too, on your number five guy?
We're going to have Sean Markham start the game. And, you know, we just wanted the ability to talk to him first and, you know, make sure we walk through everything and before you start announcing it. But, you know, it's a pretty good story. His kids worked really hard for this opportunity, and it's going to be kind of fun to give him the ball. And, you know, he's gone through the American League East for a number of years, and he knows how to pitch. He holds runners. He fields his position. He's real athletic. So this will be kind of fun to watch.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for today's finale coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.